like the seed is planted, then it grows and acquires qualities and perfections. But at one point, at some point in his life, that soul must produce a child, must give birth to a child. The soul, I'm talking of the soul, which is a spiritual thing, must give birth to a fruit, a child. But as I said, it cannot produce it immediately. And in fact, there is a certain age for it that it can begin to think in terms of producing a child. And I'll mention the age later on. Now go back to nature again. You will find anything which produces a child is a female. A female species is what produces a child. And I hope that men would not mind me saying this. I think that females, the female is a much better, more complete form of creation than a male. You know that? Oh, you agree? Oh, there we are. Now men will be angry when I go out of this room. You must be protecting me, you know? I'll be attacked. I'll be attacked. You see, because a female can reproduce, can produce a fruit. But again, the tree cannot produce a fruit by itself. And we are just talking of nature. It has to be pollinated. A female cannot produce a child on her own. There must be a relationship with a male factor so that the female can conceive a child and then give birth to it. This is nature. This is the same thing with the soul. Our soul, which is a spiritual entity, if it has to produce a child, it cannot produce a child on her own. The soul here must act as a female and enter into partnership with another agency, with another force. But the choice here is given to us. A tree has no choice. It's pollinated by nature. See? The animal has this mating with its own type. But the soul here has got a choice. You can choose whatever agency, whatever force you want to give your soul to it and establish this marriage. It's like a marriage, really. Our soul, which is a spiritual thing. Now, I'll tell you what most peoples of the world do. Of course, most people even don't know they have a soul. They won't even think about it. But most people, without knowing it, they give their soul to this world. They're born here. They live so many years. They think of nothing but material things. Isn't that right? So what happens? They have given their soul to this world. And so the child of that soul, which is a spiritual entity, the child that it produces is not worthy of itself. It is materialism. Imagine our soul give birth to materialism. It's become darkened. There is a little bit of spiritual entity there, but that spiritual entity has given birth, has given itself to this world, established a relationship with this world. And the child of that product is very unworthy. See? Its father is very low. The mother is the soul. But the father is very unworthy. It's in material things, and so the child is materialism. Now, Baha'u'llah tells us, I'm just giving you in this form of example, to whom we should give our soul in marriage, in relationship, with whom we should establish a relationship. We should establish a relationship between our souls and the forces of the revelation of Baha'u'llah. In other words, we give ourselves to the influences of the revelation of Baha'u'llah. We open our heart and our soul to the influences of his revelation. Can you imagine? A very much more exalted station than ourselves, the forces of the revelation which he has released in the world. We allow our souls to become fertilized by these forces which he has released, if you let it, because it's up to us. And when you open your heart to the influences of his revelation and let the forces of his revelation fertilize our souls, then our souls will conceive a child which is worthy. And that child, once it is born, it is known, you can call it the spirit of faith. Our soul has produced the spirit of faith, which is the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, the purpose that God has created us for. And Baha'u'llah says, if the station of that soul is revealed to the eyes of men, I'm paraphrasing his words, who has given birth to the spirit of faith, the whole of creation will be found dumbfounded. Someone who has given birth to the spirit of faith, someone who has said, I believe. When you say, I believe, what really has happened is that your soul and the revelation of Baha'u'llah, as a result of this mystical intercourse, has now produced a child. And you say, I believe. And that child is born. The spirit of faith is born. Now this is the station which God has destined for man, which can overlook all the other qualities and perfections. Which can, dominate over all the other things that we have acquired. When you have the spirit of faith. You know, this lamp in here is lighted. Before it was lighted, it was nothing. But when it is lighted, when you look at it, you can't see anything else but the light. It will dominate over all the things. In fact, if you closely look at it, you will see it's full of dust, probably. But you can't see the dust. It has completely overshadowed all the imperfections, because it has become lighted. Of course, you come across beautiful chandeliers somewhere hanging in someone's house. You come across beautiful people in this world with great qualities and perfections, really, who are not Baha'is. You come across great many people who live a marvelous life, much better than me, I'm sure. They are like as chandeliers, you know, like as beautiful crystal lamp, which is exquisite. But it's not lighted. This is an old little bulb or an old little lamp, full of dust and full of all kinds of imperfections. But it is connected. That's lighted. And that is the difference. But the real thing to be is to be a chandelier which is lighted. That is the real purpose of life. To have the qualities and perfections, and being exquisite qualities and perfections, and also lighted. That is the story of the early or the believers, both early and the present time, to acquire qualities and perfections and to have faith, to have the spirit of faith. Now this faith, when it is born, when this child is born, we said the spirit of faith is the child which really our soul has given birth to. It has conceived it, because, you know, it doesn't happen suddenly. Also, when you give yourself to the influences of the revelation of Baha'u'llah, It doesn't immediately appear as a spirit of faith. Just like a woman who becomes pregnant doesn't immediately give birth to a child. There must be a period of conception, of growth, of that embryonic growth until it can be born. It takes time. But there comes a time that then you have so much sure of it that you have faith. And you say, I really believe. And you really believe in your heart. I also mentioned, you remember, that when the tree comes into being, you remember we talked about a tree. It's first that you plant the seed and then it grows. It doesn't immediately produce a fruit either. You have to wait until it becomes mature. It's the same thing with the soul. A soul cannot immediately recognize and give itself to Baha'u'llah. There is an age for it. There is at least a limit for it, that you have to produce that. And that is, you might say, the age of 15, that you will become spiritually obliged to carry out some of the teachings. Although before that, you are a Baha'i, naturally. A child is a Baha'i. But the obligations is not binding on you until you reach that particular age. Now, having said this, that our soul must give birth to a child, now let us look at nature again. In nature, when a mother gives birth to a child, that action of giving birth to, it may be relatively an easy action. Or maybe I shouldn't say that. To give birth to a child is easy. I shouldn't say that. But really, parents know that to give birth to a child is nothing comparing with the afterwards. After the child is born is the beginning of all the cares and the attention and the labors and the work that you have to do for that child, to protect it constantly, all the time to protect it and help it to grow and mature. It's much more difficult. It's easy to become Baha'i, but it is difficult to grow, to protect the faith, to enable it to grow day by day, and to look after it, and to watch over it. Much more difficult. It needs a vigilance, which is constant vigilance. It has to be constant. So there we come across again a new challenge which has come to us. Once you have faith, a new challenge comes to us. And I have said, I am a Baha'i. What is the next step? So that my faith may grow. And remember, our faith is precious to us. Just as much a child is precious to a mother. And it's also precious to its father. And here is the forces of the revelation of Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah is attached very deeply to our faith. He loves a believer. He loves the faithful believer, a person who has faith. And his love for him is so great that we cannot ever measure it. The love that Baha'u'llah has for the believers, and the outpouring of his love, is so great that we cannot visualize in this life. And the sorrow which floods the heart when one person, is his heart, when one person loses his faith or becomes weak in his faith, it brings great sorrows to the heart of the manifestation of God. Such sorrows that are not comparable ever with all the sufferings which were heaped upon him by the enemies. That is nothing. The sufferings of the enemies is nothing. It means nothing to Baha'u'llah, really, the physical sufferings. And he himself mentions the suffering which comes to the manifestation of God is when one soul who has recognized Him does one little thing which is an indication that he is not growing. Just like a father who sees his son is becoming ill, and he will see it, he notices he becomes ill, and as soon as he becomes ill, he becomes worried, becomes unhappy. One believer doing one thing against the faith brought so much sorrow to the heart of Baha'u'llah, to the heart of Abdul Baha, to the heart of Shoghi Effendi, that is beyond our estimation. And if ever one lost his faith, that would be just like a father who laments the passing of his child. His child is dead. Brings great sorrows to the person also, and to Baha'u'llah. I will give you an example of this, at least not about Baha'u'llah, but I talk about Shoghi Effendi. You know, Shoghi Effendi was a very sensitive soul, very sensitive heart. He was the guardian of the cause. And you know, of course, must have heard the name of Dorothy Baker, who was one of the hands of the cause, an American lady. And she, of course, was involved in a fatal accident where she was traveling in this Comet, which was the first jet airliner which the British made. And the Comet exploded in the air. It wasn't really fully tested. And she was killed. Well, one of the pilgrims was telling us a story. She was present at the time that the news of the passing on this tragic form of Dorothy Baker was brought to Shoghi Effendi. And Shoghi Effendi was sad, and he began to talk about her services, and spoke about her for some time that evening, and then changed the subject and carried on. And after all, this person has passed away. Then a few days later, the news reached Shoghi Effendi that one young girl who was a believer has been, with some tricks and some plottings, has been taken into the company of the covenant breakers and has joined in marriage with one of them. Now that person is gone, is like a child, like a soul which is dead now. You know, the faith is what I was talking to you about. The faith is gone, is lost. The sorrows which flooded the heart of Shoghi Effendi as a result of this 15-year-old girl was so great that for some days he could not come out of his bed. And he was so crippled, really, with this blow. But look, the death of a hand of the cause was only 15 minutes. It passed by. Nothing. After all, she had ascended to the realms beyond. But the defection of this girl, losing her faith, dealt such a deadly blow upon him that he could not come and meet with the friends for one or two days. Now this shows how much our faith is really precious to God, to the manifestation of God, and to his disciples, and to Abdul Baha, and to Shoghi Effendi. Well, now we wanted to find out what should we do now. We have just given birth to the spirit of faith, just like a mother who has given birth to a child. What are we going to do with it now to enable it to grow? This again we can learn from nature. You want to say something?
Can I get a perspective point on when we're talking about giving birth? Are we talking
Yes, yeah, yes, yes. The soul has just given birth to faith. Our soul has just produced a faith. He believes now in Baha'u'llah.